But certainly, we know that the exposure of data is a big problem. In the last 2.5 years, you know, more than 159 million records have been exposed, according to the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse. Last year, the FTC said that 250,000 people's identity has been stolen.
Oh, I didn't realize
that's how many people reported their identity being stolen.
Exactly, and some people probably don't even know.
That's right, and many more people probably don't report it to the FTC. So
it's
kind of an open question about how prevalent data theft and the use is. I mean, theft may be more prevalent than its use, but either way, I really wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of that.
Exactly. So now, in reference to e-commerce and purchasing things online, we've been doing that for a long time. We were just talking about eBay in the previous segment, just a little bit about it. So why is it important that only recently data theft seems to be such a huge problem in America?
Well, I think because all the transactions that are happening online, there's just so much activity. There's so much more information being collected from e-commerce sites like eBay, and just the nature of all the transactions we have to enter into require that people provide their personally identifying information.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a top-of-mind awareness issue now, whereas more that it's something people are worrying about and hearing about than it is a recent trend. I mean, I think identity theft and the theft of people's personal data is going back at least 10 years, if not more. Just in the last two, though, you've had it being reported at the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse, and you have these big news items. And the other reason I think it's becoming top of mind is due to all the legislation that's come out. More than 36 states now are adopting data privacy rules.
Yeah. So
it's in the news.
Exactly. That's true. And another thing we've been hearing a lot about in the news is field-level protection or field-level encryption. Could you tell us about that and give us an example?
Sure. Yeah, that's kind of our claim to fame right now. At COSOR, we've introduced the ability to protect private data at the field level. So it kind of goes back to ETL, by the way, also, when
mm-hmm.
you talk about extraction, transformation, of loading of all this different data in different sources, and it has to get populated to different targets.
Right.
You're talking about data that's in files and in database tables, and when you talk about fields, you're talking about specific elements of data, like your name, your social security number, your
right.
address, your telephone number, credit card number, insurance claim data, that kind of thing. Each of these elements of a file or a database table is a field.
Right.
And in order to prevent theft and disclosure of these sensitive mm-hmm. fields, it pays to apply certain security functions at the field level, functions like encryption. So that's why people are starting to talk about it and look for tools that can provide the sort of targeted security that people need in their day-to-day processing.
Now, tell us about your new software, COSORT version 9, that you just released. How is it different, and how does this protect the consumer privacy?
Yeah, good question. The 9 version of COSORT is different in this realm because it essentially combines field-level security, field-level encryption, de-identification, anonymization, pseudonymization, and other types of protective techniques. It combines that functionality with existing data transformation, which is part of ETL,
right.
and reporting, so that you can essentially protect the data while you're processing it or while you're presenting it in a report format. So essentially what you do, and especially when you think about COSORT 9, can now do these things together. That data security doesn't have to be a separate step. It doesn't
yeah.
have to go through a separate department or a separate process or separate piece of software or hardware. It can actually be combined with routine data processing operations.
Is this 100% a possibility?
Well, it is if people use it right.
Protection a possibility?
Yeah, I think at the corporate level, That's anybody's guess as to whether anything could be foolproof, if that's what you mean by 100%.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but certainly this is a great way to mitigate something. I think when you talk about percentages in terms of encryption and things like that, it would depend on the algorithm you're using and what they call the strength of it. At COSORT, the encryption standard we use is called Advanced Encryption Standard at the 256-bit level, so that's as close to 100% as exists out there in terms of not being able to crack the code, as they say.
Now, David, tell me this. Could most companies in the U.S., for example, employ better safety mechanisms without having to rebuild from the ground up?
Yeah, They should be able to patch a lot of the holes that they find if they go through the right efforts. Then that in itself is a whole discussion about the types of steps and controls they can apply towards their everyday operations. There's companies and institutes and standards that are out there to help them do that, to find the holes, to discover the data that's at risk, and to plug those holes by applying various safeguards and software tools like ours to find and repair the holes and their security.
But now, is this a type of technology that a company could employ and could implement with little effort and without a huge expense?
Well, in our case, we think so, because again, with COSORT 9 and in particular, its SOAR control language that does traditionally a lot of high volume data manipulation. It's a very simple matter to add security to that process simply by declaring, for example, a de-identification code or an encryption library to the description of the output field. That's all that has to happen, in addition to what they're already doing as far as flat file ETL processing and reporting. So it isn't anything that has to be rebuilt. It's just something that has to be added on to an existing set of processes, at least in our case. That's why we're saying the combination of data protection with processing is an efficient way to go, and it doesn't require reinventing the wheel to get data secured.
Right, and it makes sense. And your company has always sort of been the leader when it comes to this. For example, your COSORT was the first commercial package developed for open systems, right?
Well, for sorting, that's true. Yeah. We've been a leader in the SORT industry on Unix platforms and Windows. Mm-hmm. And sorting is ubiquitous. That means it's everywhere in data processing. It's been around for 50, 60 years. And it's a major function, by the way, in ETL, of course, data transformation. One of the biggest parts of that is sorting and aggregating and joining data.
Right.
Very large files. We do that outside the database very quickly because we use the parallelism of computers to do it. Mm-hmm. So in that industry, in the data processing industry, sorting is terribly important, and it's also been part of many other processes, and we've managed to be able to fold them in. We folded in joins to the sorting and aggregation with sorting, and why not security at the same time, since people realize that's necessary. If they're sorting your Social Security
exactly.
numbers, why can't they protect them at the same
that's
time?
That's right. That's the least we can expect, the protection of our data. And David, really appreciate you joining us here on the Technically Speaking radio program. Listen, why don't you tell people, especially Thomas from our MySpace page, because it sounds like your product is exactly what he needs, at least to look into.
For people interested in ETL or at least the performance and or security mm-hmm. aspects of it, please check out COSORT.com. Under the solutions area of COSORT.com, there's a whole section on ETL and database acceleration, data transformation, and also a section called field protection, which speaks to the field-level encryption and other techniques people can apply in a targeted, auditable way to get security going while they're processing data.
Excellent. Well, you have a fantastic rest of the week, and really appreciate your patience.
Thanks. Same to you.
Have a fabulous tech-filled week. Bye-bye.
So long.
So you're listening to the Technically Speaking radio program, and you're getting a lot of really great information about database management, about security, and also about ETL, and learning how to protect your data and what companies do and what to look for in a company, you know, if you're looking for extraction, transformation, and loading information and solutions. So go ahead and take a look at the COSORT website and find, especially look under the solutions tab, the solutions page, because you'll find a lot of great information there that'll help you on some of the projects that you're doing. And we're going to take a break, a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to 1540 AM WNWR, your new world radio station.